you say a boy's doing when he gets on the hill in the snow and he takes his sled and he jumps on it stomach first and slides down the hill?
Why, he's belly whopping. I think that's it.
You know, I've been looking for that word around here. I thought I should find it somewhere. You're the first one who's offered it. When you bring your foot down real hard on the floor, you do what?
Stomp.
You say, may I take you home, see you home, carry you home. Which of those sounds more natural?
Well, it's generally, may I take you home, because that implies you have something with which to take them. Now, in the days when you had to walk, it was, may I see you home.
Mm-hmm. What's a more or less slang term for carry, especially when you're speaking of carrying something heavy, like a suitcase? What the suitcase all the way down to the station?
Well, carry is the word, but some people do say they weighed or they packed.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, I guess you won't know much about marbles.
Not too much. It's so long since I played them. I used to play them. I had a brother.
If you had a brother, you might know this. Do you remember what the line, what you called the line that you shot from? I can make some suggestions and see if you...
Wasn't the tall line, was it?
Well, that's one thing it could be.
Oh, I'm thinking back. What else would it be called?
A lag line or a lagging line.
I think it must have been tall line. Oh, that's thinking back.
You say you sure have... But do you speak of losing weight or falling off?
Most people say losing weight. Some say they're falling off, but most of them say they're losing weight.
Which one would you probably use if you spoke to somebody? You sure have done what?
Well, it would be losing weight, because I'd say you've lost a great deal of weight.
Uh-huh. Something doesn't happen gradually, it happens all, I mean suddenly, it happened all...
Well, shall I say at the spur of the moment?
Well, begin this phrase with all. And can you think of a phrase beginning with all? It happened all
at once.
That's the one I wanted. It's not three times as big, it's only...
Twice.
And what do you call the midday meal?
Lunch.
And what do you call the last meal of the day?
Dinner. Now, it used to be breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Mm-hmm. But you don't say that anymore.
No, not for a long time.
Now, what do you call the part of the day between lunch and dinner?
Afternoon.
And what do you call the part of the day after dinner?
Evening.
And what do you call the time of day at which the sun comes up?
Sunrise.
What do you call the time of day at which the sun goes down?
Sunset.
You say the sun did what at 6 o'clock this morning?
Rose, is that the word? I don't know, but...
some say rose and some say came up.
Oh.
And,
mm-hmm.
Which one. Now, suppose it's 15 minutes till 8, and somebody asks you what time it is, how would you answer?
I would tell them, it is quarter of 8.
Quarter of 8.
I would not say 7:45, and I wouldn't say it was 15 minutes till 8. I'd say quarter of 8.
Well, enough. What I'm looking for, I've got a very surprising answer here, because most of the people I talk to, excuse me, and they will say quarter to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And you say quarter of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about if it's 30 minutes after 8?
Then it's 8:30.
Now, if it's been cloudy and the clouds are beginning to break up,